people that were already registered as Republicans, likely that voted for Trump in the last election, in a state where Trump still has some of the broadest support in the United States. But Thomas Massey also has some of the broadest support in the United States. And that's where we find ourselves in Kentucky. Right now, voting has had the polls neck and neck here in the state of Kentucky between Trump and the relative unknown Ed Gallrain. Now, we would love to know how Gallrain feels about a multitude of issues. He is a member of the military that has served his country faithfully. We don't begrudge him that. If he were trying to right now go and serve as Secretary of War or get an appointment in the Pentagon or take a military appointment, I'd be the first one to back him. But that's not what he's trying to do. He's trying to be a congressman for the 4th District of Kentucky. And in that initiative, in that effort to secure this seat, he hasn't shown up to let us know how he feels about anything. So we are left to sort of figure out what he would do as a congressman. We know that he's refused to debate Thomas Massey. He has failed to show up for any of the public appearances where he and Massey were going to get to have a conversation together. He has looked at potential constituents and said he's not willing to shake their hands. We do know that he has been willing to take more than $10 million from AIPAC-aligned organizations in what has become the most expensive single-district primary race in American history. And for what? It's not like the Republican Party should be trying to unseat the most popular member of Congress. But what we do have is a Republican establishment elite saying that they can't have a member of Congress that's more popular than their bad policies in this administration. And that's where we find ourselves. With Ed Gallrain, this one is an outdated image, but Ed Gallrain has taken at this point $9.8 million of AIPAC-aligned money. And we know that they just authorized another $750,000 3 days ago and another $1.3 million 3 days before that. And so if you're a candidate that has not had to espouse a single viewpoint to tell anybody how you would be somebody for the people of Kentucky, if you have not once had to show up and answer at a debate, if you have not once had to demonstrate your capability, what you actually are qualified to do as a member of Congress, and your entire plan is, trust me, bro, the president said so, I'm the warm body you need. Well, I have a real problem with that. And I think the people of Kentucky have a real problem with that. Simultaneously, we have an Israeli-backed alliance that is out here pushing ads at a rate of 5-1 against Massey in this district. I've been here for 3 days and I watched TV for an hour the other day just to get a feel for the ads. And in 11 ads, nine of them were attack ads against Massey. They have used deep fakes that fabricate things he never said in their ads. That's a crime in the state of Kentucky. Simultaneously, they have been fabricating and twisting things, saying he's never passed a bill. He's passed many bills. He's passed 3 in this term, right? That are all very, very popular. And we have Ed Gallrain saying nothing, telling us nothing, but we do have one perspective we know about, one thing that he's committed to. The one thing that we know Ed Gallrain supports: mandatory military service for every young person in America, akin to the IDF. He says he absolutely supports every single American man and woman being forced to go serve in the military for a set number of years before they can begin their lives. In a country where we have the most robust volunteer military in world history, our military is the best because they are volunteer, because they choose to be the best, because they choose that path. But he says we should be more like Israel and our military should be more like the IDF and our young people should have to go and serve. That's the one perspective we've been able to get out of this race. Well, why am I here? Because those attack ads have been very narrowly targeted to make sure that only people over the age of 50 are seeing them. They don't want young people to know that this primary is even taking place. And coincidentally, less than a week before the election, all of the Republican polling locations for early voting, that's today, tomorrow, and the next day, were suddenly changed. So none of the locations on the ballots match where young people actually have to go and vote. All of this has been designed very specifically to make sure that Trump can usher in the warm body he said he needed to deliver to the American people somebody of no opinion, except that they need mandatory military service, to take out the most popular member of Congress on both sides of the aisle. Why? Because he wants to hold pedophiles accountable. because he won't give a free pass for immunity to data centers and AI companies, because he's not in favor of warrantless searches, because he objects to FISA, because he wants to make sure that you have to have a warrant to go and get information on Americans. He doesn't support surveillance, because he supports agriculture, MAHA, and not allowing immunity for pesticide companies. Well, I'm here with a massive coalition of creators because we are not okay with that warm body. We don't think the people of Kentucky are either. We've been talking to them. But the suppression that's taking place in the way that this is being advertised in the state means that we need a bigger voice. And we are here to prove to AIPAC and every other corporate sponsor that wants to buy a politician that their days of buying elections are over, that we are not for sale. We don't take money from political parties. We have big voices, big platforms, and we're going to flex them and exercise them for the American people. We will out-influence their money. And we have a huge coalition of creators here to do that, and a huge coalition of creators outside of here as well. People like Zachary Faust, Delaware Realtor Zach, millions of followers. James Lee, Joe Rogan's favorite, right? And Danny Love with the Todayish podcast, they're here. Ian Carroll is supporting us right now. Ryan Mata is supporting us. Holden Collada, Shannon Joy podcast, David Riley podcast, Anna Mattson, the If People Only Knew podcast. Between us, 37 million followers have come down here to Kentucky not to tell anyone how to vote or who to vote for. They've already made their decision. We're here to help them find their way to the polls they've suddenly moved, to remember that they have to vote today, tomorrow, the next day, and to make sure that this is the last election that is able to be bought, and this is where it stops, that they question whether or not the money's worth it next time, because $25 million couldn't buy them a seat in Northern Kentucky on the Cincinnati border, where young people have an outsized influence on this election, and young people choose Massey 8 out of 10 times. We're here to help every one of them find the polling location they need, find their ways to the polls, and give people back a voice to drown out these AIPAC ads and to drown out the money that these billionaires have spent to control a politician that right now is serving the American people, has served the American people, and has developed the highest success rate and the highest approval rating in the United States for it. Now, for all of you that are just tuning in, tomorrow we're going to be having Thomas Massey on the show. And so all of your comments today are where we're going to look for the questions that we have. He'll be here for an hour in the 6 p.m. hour tomorrow night. We're also going to have some of these creators, Congresswoman Lauren Boebert and former Congressman Matthew Gaetz on the show. Today, though, we're here to help everyone find their way to the polls. I would like to, I don't know if I have it available, guys. Do you have the image I sent over of available of his recent work on the farm bill? So I want to close just before our next segment ends with a reminder that just 2 weeks ago, I was on this show with all of you as my viewers. And Thomas Massey was the single most vocal member of Congress that was working with all of us, as you called, 450,000 times to the switchboards in the House just a week and a half ago to stop glyphosate immunity. Right, we knew that politicians were being bought by corporate interests to deliver immunity for a corporation. And the one person we could rely on was Congressman Thomas Massey. And during that live stream, you all directed your action to getting people to call Congress and to stop it, and it worked. I need you to do that for Kentucky today. I need you guys calling everyone you know in Kentucky, sharing this broadcast to everyone you know in Kentucky, and getting out the vote. We're going to go to break right now, but when we come back, I'm going to show you polling locations. I'm going to tell you guys how you can take part.
When Barack Obama's birth certificate came out, and I went to the government website, I downloaded the birth certificate, I put it into Adobe Photoshop, I separated the layers, and I thought, this is crazy. They released a fake birth certificate. I didn't need somebody to tell me that. I didn't need, you know, I didn't read somebody say that and just believe it on trust of them. I did it myself. I saw it with my own eyes. I did it with my own hands. And then I tell my friend, he's like, you know, that's racist, right? I'm like, what? No, I just did it. And they're like, you know, it's like a racist conspiracy theory, right? You're like, what? What is going on? So if you've experienced that, the reason is some people do not have the chemical balance to handle things like that. You need a lot of testosterone to handle things like that. You need to have your mind not warped and distorted by the dopamine feedback loop that social media is designed to create in your brain to enforce you into the pre-established, preordained